안녕. You are listening to The Legit Korean. I'm your host and your Korean tutor, Ari Lee. This is where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. It's June 11th and it has rained a lot in the morning and then now it's okay, but it's still cloudy and rainy. So, let's get started. I assume a lot of you might be surprised at unusual sound. Yes, I'm starting a new segment. It's called Dark Knight. Have you seen the movie Dark Knight? Just like Gotham City in the movie, I think every city and every country has its Gotham self. They have their own problems and their own dark side. And Korea is not different. So I'm going to talk about the dark side of South Korea on this segment. And first topic is plagiarism. A lot of us sarcastically call our country as Republic of Plagiarism, not Republic of Korea. Because plagiarism or copying is just everywhere, including movie script, TV series script, books, music videos, or music itself, or even academic papers. I mean, the list is just endless. And unfortunately, I believe, and many of us believe, there's only few or none K-pop idols or Korean music artists who are completely free from accusations of plagiarism. In South Korea, they're just saying that in order to succeed, you should copy, not create. If you copy well, you're gonna be a star, but no matter how much you create something original, you are just gonna end up being copied by other successful and powerful artists. So every year, big copy scandals break out, often in music and TV series script, but the court rarely rules in favor of the original's owner. And the public really doesn't care if it's copied or not. So I think that's why a lot of artists or writers or creators just blindly think that it's just okay to copy something. And it also applies to corporate ecosystem. I saw a lot of news articles that in the United States, big companies acquire small companies or startups to have this new technology that small companies or startups invented. But in South Korea, you don't have to acquire the company. Big companies just steal it, just copy the technology. This is why there are a very small number of small and medium-sized companies in South Korea. The big gets bigger by copying, and the small gets smaller or just die by being ripped off. And you might call me a pessimist, but I think this bad practice is gonna last for a long time, even though it is hurting many areas in South Korea. It's time to learn some legit Korean, and it's Rap Monday, so it means you are gonna learn three words with me. And today, let me tell you words on utensil, especially kitchen utensil. So they're gonna be spoon, chopstick, and fork. First, spoon in Korean is 숟가락. I'm gonna repeat it three times. Listen carefully. 숟가락. 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 Now repeat after me three times. 숟가락. 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 Now let's move on to chopstick. Chopstick in Korean is 젓가락. It's very much similar with 숟가락, right? Only the first part is different. Now, I'm gonna repeat it three times. Listen carefully. 젓가락 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 Now, repeat after me three times. 젓가락 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 Now the last part is fork. So if you visit South Korea and if you ask for fork, it's highly likely that Koreans are not going to understand what you're saying. Instead of fork, you should say 포크. I'm going to repeat it three times. Listen carefully. 포크 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 Now repeat after me three times. 포크 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 Do you remember how to say give me? It's 주세요. So if you visit a South Korean restaurant and if you ask for a spoon or chopstick or fork, say whatever you want first and then say 주세요. For example, if you want to say, could you give me a fork? You should say 포크 주세요. If it's spoon that you want, you should say 숟가락 주세요. And if it's chopstick, you should say 젓가락 주세요. Now it's time to wrap. As always, the rule is very simple. If I say English, you say Korean. Got it? Let's start. Chopstick. Chopstick. Fork. Fork. Spoon. Spoon. As always, thank you for listening to my podcast. Don't forget the homework. You say 숟가락, 젓가락, 포크 to anyone you meet today for 10 times. 10 times for each. Because practice makes perfect. And if you have any questions or if you just want to say hello to me, contact me on Anchor and Instagram. On Anchor, you can send me a voice message, and on Instagram, my account is TheLegitK, T-H-E, Legit K. And if you visit my Instagram, you can see the written version of today's expression. It means you can practice reading and writing skill as well. So it would be great if you visit my Instagram account and click the follow button as well. You can also DM me or you can leave a comment. Your messages are always, always welcome. Then see you tomorrow. Bye. 안녕.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.